Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, finish your thoughts on the drive-in movie.
Oh, well, that was it. I mean, there's nothing to, I'll get a review soon, but it sounds like it was great. Everyone had fun, and a drive-in works. Everyone was able to stay in their car, and I think that's the kind of fun that we're looking at for the next while is stuff like this. And it's cool that people have sort of, you know, pivoted and come up with ways, because frankly, it's boring. Life is super boring, and I have a million things to keep myself busy, but it's not about me. It's about the kid walking around going, you just go, oh God, I feel so, you know, one hand you want to just go find something to do, would you? And on the other, it's like, man, you've been trapped in the house for 7 months now.
Right.
7 months, I think, is where we're at.
Is she about to turn seven?
She turns seven any minute, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple weeks.
And the other one is two?
Yes.
Yeah, those are hard ages. For boredom.
For different reasons, yeah, right. For sure. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
All right, here we are. Day one, week 32. Trash is brought to you by Pumpkins. All right, Nicole, I'll go with this. From pumpkin spice latte to carving them, this fall fruit makes the fall season feel special. It does. Is anybody else going to carve pumpkins this year? I don't want to put any Halloween stuff out front. I don't want anyone to think we're going to be hosting candy.
We're fully decorated. And,
oh, that's
and
right. Your whole neighborhood goes nuts, huh?
Like nuts, like our boss goes nuts. You know, our boss is awesome in a million different ways, but his obsession with Halloween borders on crazy. Like he is so into it and adds, if you follow, it's not like I go there, but I'm following him on Instagram, and he and my neighbor across the street would get on great.
They'd be in a battle to the death.
They're both still adding things to their decorative displays as the holiday draws near. So they're building, you know what I mean? To the big, you know, finale, I guess. And then what?
So you're thinking that they're each holding some major piece of the Halloween puzzle back until those last couple days when they can really wow everyone.
Yesterday in the heat, they were out there across the street from me that putting up another giant ghost-like figure.
And these are the people with the spider web with the human-sized victim in
Yes, wrapped up that wiggles and bounces and tries to get free. It's crazy, but it looks good. It's awesome. The display our boss is, you know, keeps adding to. I have to believe this is internet. Like, he's just scouring the internet for the scariest crap he can find.
Well, you can't go anywhere, right? I suppose you could go to Home Depot if you really had to. They have all kinds of stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that Home Depot stuff is the stuff I have. These people are pros.
They need their own, right.
They're finding the not normal things to display.
They're custom actually going to... What's that?
Custom one of a kind.
Yeah, right.
They actually go to Transylvania to get the, you know, the latest in vampire haute couture.
Right.
All right, so let's jump in here. Terrible, terrible weekend for this guy. His name is Zachary Ty Bryan, and you might know him as the oldest kid on Home Improvement. He's 39 now. Not a great weekend. Did you hear about this? Don't strangle people, please. It's just really one of the unwritten rules about being a human. Don't.
The boy from Tool Time.
Yes.
Strangled a guy.
A girl. Yeah. And it wasn't like one of those sexy strangulations that you hear about that you don't want, but that people. Well, look, people do that, Bryn.
I know that.
Oh. You are?
a little
light choking.
Unfortunately, it's not that. It's a bummer.
It isn't that. Well, maybe it started as that. I don't know. I mean, there hasn't been a full expose on this yet. Let me just tell you the overarching story. So he was, I'm hearing feedback now. I'm hearing a loop. Oh, no, I guess it's gone now. Zachary Ty Bryan, he's the oldest boy on Home Improvement. He was arrested after strangling his girlfriend during an argument on Saturday outside his apartment in... Eugene, Oregon.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yep. I don't know how long he's lived there, but.
Hold on a minute. Not that it gets
apartments.
I assume
you know everyone in Eugene.
Well, no, I don't know everyone in Eugene. But Eugene isn't a really interesting small town because you've got a huge college town in and up. Like, it's its own thing, right?
Right.
And they stay on the campus for the most part because there's also that sort of redneck element of farmer, gun-toting
right.
type. And then there's a bunch of hippies there, too.
Society.
So it's a really weird mix of different peoples in one town. What I was going to ask you is, what is the guy from with all that TV money doing living in an apartment?
Don't ask me.
Shouldn't he be in a giant house?
You like to think that your child stars would be in a giant house. Maybe his parents spent all his money. I don't know. You'd think he'd still be getting some money from reruns and stuff, right? What does it cost to rent an apartment in Eugene, Oregon? Like, you had a whole house, right?
I had a two-bedroom
house.
It was what you would call a duplex.
Oh.
So an older lady. Jesus Christ, I can't.
You can.
It's
okay. She's an old
anymore.
Lady. Little old lady.
An older
you,
lady lived
house.
Next door to me, and we were neighbors. And it was a duplex, but it was a nice enough sized. It was a two-bedroom. Mm-hmm. I only lived there with my dog, Willa. But it was $725 a month.
Oh, boy. That's very reasonable. You'd never find two bedrooms around here for $725.
No, and actually that was pretty expensive for what I was making. That took quite a bit of my dough.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So an apartment you think would be even cheaper? Maybe it's a deluxe apartment.
No, I think you could probably easily find a small apartment for $500 a month. Or maybe that's, now long gone too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's inexpensive to live there. It's just that there aren't a lot of jobs. So that's the problem too, is you may be able to get a cheap apartment. But unless you're working remotely, there's probably no one that can pay you for...
Right. Or if you're a college kid, I would assume that there's probably plenty of apartments available, but the kids at the school rent them, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there he is living outside, in Eugene, Oregon. And he had apparently this fight happened outside the apartment. So it sounds like it wasn't sexy time light choking. It was real, full on, I'm grabbing you by the neck and I'm serious about this.
Right.
So he played the oldest kid on the show Home Improvement. This guy's name is Zachary Ty Bryan. He played the oldest kid, Brad. He's 39 now. He hasn't acted in over a decade. A few weeks ago, him and his wife, Carly, announced that they're separating after 13 years of marriage. And this is not the first people to break up.
That's why he's in an apartment, because he had to leave his house.
Oh, I wonder where she lives. Nearby? Or did he move up to where his girlfriend is that he already had? What? So, 13 years of marriage to this lady, Carly. And he's got a new girlfriend already. Or had her before they announced that. I don't know.
Well, he's a celebrity. I'm sure he can walk into a Eugene bar and be like, hey.
I'm the kid
from Tool Time.
If he wears his Tool Time shirt, I guess, because he's looking a little doughy these days. I saw the mugshot. Yeah, it's not, whatever. He's fine. He just looks like some random dude, like anyone in any town, white dude. So let's see. He's married for 13 years. They break up, and he's got a new girlfriend. And that's the woman that he assaulted. The Eugene Police Department. You know any of those guys?
I don't.
Well, that's good. No, you were well behaved in Eugene, right?
I stayed real to myself when I was in Eugene.
They say when the officers arrived, they found Zachary sitting outside and his girl. He's sitting outside his apartment, and his girlfriend had gone to a neighbor's apartment. She fled the scene.
Oh, boy.
He's accused of assaulting her, impeding her breathing, and taking her phone away when she tried to call 911. He was taken into custody and charged with felony strangulation, assault, and interfering with making a report. And it's possible that alcohol was a factor.
Oh,
a few hours before, just hours before this incident, he'd shared a photo of himself and some friends at a bar in Eugene.
Does it say what bar?
Doesn't. Sorry to say,
they turn over, but those bars, they turn over a lot, but there's only a few hot spots there.
I'm actually surprised that any bars are open. I don't know what the situation is in Oregon, but, you know, maybe it's one of those live free or die states. Live free and die.
A lot of stuff's open, Sarah.
It's true.
As we were driving around, I want to say, I don't know which night we went to just go watch the sunset, but one of the local, I don't know what it is, a pub or a... But there were a lot of people there. It was outdoors, but there's just pretty packed. And I was like, Jesus.
People
I guess everybody's okay in that group, right?
Throwing in the towel.
On their way in? Good.
Sure. Let's go with that. They're all healthy and they're hanging together. No way any of them could be infected.
Right.
And no way anyone's going to get that and take it home to grandma.
Right.
Yeah. People seem to think it's all about them, but it's really about the people that you wind up killing.
Right.
So a few hours before that, before this whole scenario, he had been drinking. He has deactivated his account now, so I guess you can't see the photo of him out at a bar, all proud of himself. Woo, doing shots, woo. He has, of course, not commented. You know, people tend to clam right up when this stuff goes down. And he might still be in jail. The girlfriend seems okay. She refused medical attention at the scene. And if you want his mugshot, easy enough to find. Around there.
Well, there's no excuse for laying hands on people, but I'll tell you, it's clear his life is circling the drain. Like, his marriage blew up. He's
hitting the bottom, Vin.
Where he's like, I was a huge star, and now I live in an apartment in Eugene.
In Eugene, Oregon. And my wife's got the house. It's really nice. It's like a castle. Oh, there's his mugshot. Yeah.
Oh, let me see that guy.
He's even smiling for it. That's nice. He does look vaguely familiar, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know what? Growing up isn't kind.
No. It gets all of us.
He was a cute kid, right?
Oh, yeah. Real cute, you know.
Yeah.
He was a child actor.
Yeah, but he's not. I mean, let me ask it this way to you. Is that guy a guy who walks in the room and turns heads?
No.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either.
No. He's cute enough. I mean, he's got a pleasant face. It's not, you know, he definitely looks like he's a couch guy, you know. Not like a super couch guy, but just like, hey,
a couch guy. What's wrong with that?
No, listen, I'm not, this isn't about me. This is about this guy. Thank you, though, for pointing out that I'm a couch guy, you know.
Oh, is that the picture of them as kids?
Yeah, he's the tallest one on the left-hand side.
Exactly.
Because he's the oldest one.
He's on the left.
Yeah, he's a good-looking kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, he is good-looking.
Oh, I see the resemblance.
He actually was prone to couchiness even then as a child. Yes, I'm picking on a child. That's right. I'm that bad. I'm a terrible person. If you were hoping to see the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror 31 episode last night, for some reason they didn't play it. They've delayed it through COVID. I have no idea. Like, why?
You know, weird. Why are they delaying the Big Brother? I know last night, like, for example, the baseball was that was the best ratings they've ever gotten, or at least gotten in a long time. Baseball was on. Football was on. The Niners were playing. So it feels like Big Brother must have tapped out and just said, we're not going to be on up against this. And
no, they're on Mondays now. She said a few weeks ago, they're Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday now through the rest of the season.
Right, but they must have changed it because they're up against sports, right?
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason you'd change your whole programming unless you realize football is going to kick our head in every weekend. We need to...
Well, the thing is, when people want to watch something, there are just so many more options now. Like, the thing is, it was scheduled, and as of last Friday, I almost, I had a whole list of, here's the crap that's happening this weekend, and it was on that list. Hmm. So I don't know why they all of a sudden pulled it, but they delayed it until November 1st.
That's, okay.
Yeah, I don't, and then there's a new 22-episode season that's premiering on November 6th on... let's see, on Disney Plus. So, anyway, if you were looking for that and like, where is it? That's where it was. Nowhere. Over the weekend, I was like, oh, great. What else can 2020 throw at us? Apparently an asteroid is the thing. I don't know if you're going to, just to briefly point this out, that my favorite guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson,
That's your favorite guy?
You know, I like him because
Elon Musk just got pushed aside.
He's up there. I like Elon, too. I like hearing what these people have to say. I mean, Elon, on a personal level, I'm like, you seem difficult. But, you know, when he's coming up with his great ideas, I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's basically posting about an asteroid that's projected to buzz cut Earth before Election Day. So we'll be fine. Asteroid 2018 VP1, a refrigerator-sized space rock, is hurtling at us at about 25,000 miles an hour.
All right.
The damage, if it hits us, would be minimal. The asteroid is not big enough to cause that much harm, but it would be, it'd be big. They're saying November 2nd, the day before the election.
Oh, boy.
So he basically says, if the world ends in 2020, it won't be the fault of the universe. But it's coming. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
A lady named My Butt Just Farted is in trouble. And I'll tell you the story after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.